You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. Come and change my life. Come and change my heart. I surrender my
you, and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again. Today, we just want to thank God, hallelujah, for allowing us to be here one more time to preach His Word, hallelujah, to preach the gospel. As you know, for the past weeks, we've been teaching on faith, hallelujah, and you know, it's just awesome the way the Lord moves you, hallelujah, it moves me, praise God, to be able, hallelujah, to overcome all the circumstances of life, hallelujah. And like I said, we've been teaching on faith, hallelujah, and today, hallelujah, I'm going to be teaching on things that hinder your faith, hallelujah. So I would like for you to get a pencil and paper, hallelujah, write the scriptures down. But before we go any further, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to thank You and praise You, Lord, for allowing me again to share Your word with the listeners. Father, we thank You and praise You for the victory this morning, hallelujah. And Father, by faith, hallelujah, I am calling it done. Amen. And amen. Praise God. So open up your Bibles, hallelujah, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to teach you, praise God, hallelujah, that there are six great hindrances to faith, hallelujah. And these things, hallelujah, these things that we're going to be teaching about, praise God, hallelujah, are going to allow us to learn what we should not do, praise God, for the honor and the glory of God. So open your Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Now, I'm going to share with you today, if I can finish this morning, praise God, the six great hindrances to faith, hallelujah. Next week, we'll go into five important things that we should know about faith, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So if you have your Bible open, we already prayed, so we're going to go straight into the message. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Listen carefully to the word of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. Now, the first hindrance, praise God, to faith, praise the Lord, hallelujah, is, write it down, the lack of understanding of the new creation. Again, the first, praise God, thing that hinders our faith is the lack of understanding of the new creation, praise God. And I will be giving you a couple of chapters, praise God, and books and verses, so you, praise God, can read on your own time, hallelujah. So if you do have a pencil and paper, write it down. If you don't, try to get one, praise God, because it's very important, hallelujah, that we learn the six great hindrances to our faith. And one of them, like I just said, is the lack of understanding of the new creation. Now, in 2 Corinthians, the Word of God tells us, listen very carefully, praise God, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You know, a lot of times we don't understand, praise God, the new creation. Remember what the word of God just told us. A new creation, brother, hallelujah, God has made us a new creation. That means that now we can no longer walk, praise God, according to the world. Now we have to learn how to walk according to God's way of doing things and understand that we no longer, hallelujah, belong to this world, that we no longer, hallelujah, work in the system of this world, praise God. No longer, glory be to God, do we obey, hallelujah, the devil anymore, because that's what we used to do before. We would obey the devil. Now, when we get a clear understanding of the new creation, brother, hallelujah, we are going to be, praise God, in victory. So that's one of the things, the lack of understanding of the new creation, praise God. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures, hallelujah, to write down, glory be to some of them anyway, that there's a lot more, but I just want to, praise God, share these ones with you, hallelujah. So, you know, number one, you know, the chapter 2 Corinthians, verse 17 of chapter 5. The next one, I would like to turn my Bible to it, praise God, which is Colossians 1:22. Glory be to God. Colossians 1:22, praise God, and let's read, hallelujah. You see, the lack of knowledge of the new creation, that's one hindrance to our faith. Hallelujah. And in 2 Colossians chapter 1, verse 22, the word of the Lord says, in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Jesus died on that cross of Calvary, brother, to make you, praise God, hallelujah, present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight. So you are a perfect creature, praise God, in God's eyes. So praise God, not knowing that or not understanding what we mean by that, that's a hindrance, praise God, that hinders your faith, hinders you from going forward. Praise God. And you know, it's sad, but a lot of us, hallelujah, don't understand the new creation, praise God. So write those verses down that I'm going to give you. 2 Corinthians chapter 17, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, Colossians chapter 1, verse 22, First Peter chapter 1, verse 23, second chapter, verse 9. Praise God. Remember, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, and the second chapter, verse 9. And Revelation, praise God, chapter 1, verse 5 through the 6th verse. Hallelujah. It tells us, gives us an understanding of the new creation. Now, the related scripture, Acts 12:24. Hebrews 2, chapter 9 through the, chapter 2, verse 9 through the 14th verse, hallelujah. Again, the related scriptures, also write this one down, Acts 12, verse 24, and Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 9 through the 14th verse. Praise God. Another hindrance is the lack of understanding of our place in Him and His place in us. Again, another lack of understanding of our place in Him and His place in us. Praise God. So, we have to, in Christ, in Him, and in whom occurs 134 times in the New Testament. This tells us who we are and what we have. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I don't have time to give you all the scriptures where, praise God, in Him, in whom, all these scriptures, praise God, but there, it's over, it's 134 times in the New Testament. We have to understand our place in Him and his place in us. We have to. And I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures. Colossians 3:11, Ephesians 3:6, hallelujah. Praise God. Also shows us, hallelujah, and gives us, we have to study the word, remember? Studying the word, hallelujah, will, you know, give us wisdom, the knowledge of God, how we can work with it, what we are, who we are, praise God. So, praise God. Those are two reasons your faith is hindered. And we're going to keep on going, praise God. Like I said, I know the time's running pretty fast here. Praise God. But I'm going to try to get all six, hallelujah, and give you a relation, praise God, according to the scriptures. And that is why a lot of us, hallelujah, praise God, can't fulfill our destiny in God. You know, that's another tremendous teaching, our destiny in God, hallelujah. We just praise the Heavenly Father for that. But, you know, remember that in Christ, in Him, and in whom occurs 134 times in the New Testament, this tells us who we are and what we have, praise God, in Jesus. Oh, man, isn't that awesome, praise God? Once we get to understand all this, praise God, hallelujah, we are going to walk in victory. Now, the third reason, or the third thing, hallelujah, that hinders our faith is the lack of understanding of righteousness. Praise God. Brother, the lack of understanding this holds more people in bondage than anything else. Hallelujah. Yes. You know, not understanding the righteousness of God, that you are righteous in His sight, holds more people in bondage than anything else. Praise God. And you know, not understanding, praise God, that, oh man, let me tell you, it's really what righteousness is and what it gives, hallelujah, is, you know, when we understand all this, praise God, it will be awesome, hallelujah, praise God, to our faith, to our lives, hallelujah. So a lack of understanding of righteousness, praise God, you know, the devil will always tell you that you're a sinner, that God don't want you, that, you know, oh man, he can come up with all kinds of things to bring into your mind, hallelujah, that is just awesome, praise God. And I want, you know, if you have, like I say, if you have your Bible with you, open it to James chapter 5, hallelujah, because I should have read those other scriptures one at a time, hallelujah, or a little bit of each, praise God, so we could understand, praise God, that we need, hallelujah, to be firm. We need to understand that, hallelujah, all these things in order for our faith to be working perfect, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Now, in James chapter 5, hallelujah, glory be to God, verse 16, open your Bibles to that verse, hallelujah. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, praise God, hallelujah. I mean, it is awesome, brother, hallelujah, that the Lord says that effectual firm prayer of a righteous man availeth much, hallelujah. You see, you are righteousness. You are righteous, I mean, in the sight of God. Why? Because He has made you righteous, and praise God. Now, I think I gave you, hallelujah, on the second reason, praise God, the scriptures I want you to read is Colossians 3:11 and Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6, hallelujah. Now, we have to, you know, a lack of understanding all this, brother, hallelujah, is what hinders our faith. You want to be strong in faith? Read the scriptures. You want to be a powerful man of God, a powerful woman of God? Read the scriptures. Study them. Find out who you are in Christ. Find out what you can do in Christ, praise God. Find out, glory be to God, that no matter what the devil tells you, you'll say, you know what? I am the righteousness of God. I know I'm a new creation in God. I know I'm a new creature, praise God. I know who I am in Him, and I know my place in Him, and I know His place in me, praise God. You know, it's awesome, praise God, when we start, hallelujah, to study the scriptures, hallelujah. Now, another reason, praise God, that hinders our faith, or another thing that would hinder our faith greatly, praise God, is the lack of understanding our privileges and rights, and right to use the name of Jesus. You know what? A lot of people don't know the privilege and the right they have to use the name of Jesus. and lack of understanding. Listen, lack of understanding our privilege and right to use the name of Jesus can hinder your faith also. You have to learn how to use Jesus' name. And you have, it's a privilege that God has given you. It's a privilege, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that you know what? I don't care what the lying devil tells me. I understand the privilege I have. And I understand how to use the name of Jesus. You know, you have a right. Jesus, God gave you a right to use the name of Jesus. Now, the scriptures that you can find that, hallelujah, and to know and understand, praise God, your privilege and the right to use the name of Jesus, you could read it in Mark. Let me turn quickly to Mark. It's a few, but I just want to share a couple of them with you, praise God. Glory, hallelujah, because you know what? God is awesome. And he has told us in his word that we can use his faith. No matter what we think about ourselves, what matters is what God thinks about us, praise God. So in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, praise God, and 18, let's read it. And the word of the Lord says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Man, praise God, let me tell you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, when we understand all this, brother, and that we have the right to use the name of Jesus, man, I'll tell you what, that devil's going to shake in his boots, hallelujah, and he's gonna have to deal with you, praise God, and say, oh, here's another Jesus, praise God. He's another believer. Here's another, you know, conqueror. Here, oh, praise God. Now, in John 14, you can also read that, brother, hallelujah. John chapter 14, praise God, hallelujah. And let's go quickly there, hallelujah. Like I said, I'm trying to read some of them, praise God, before my time runs out, hallelujah. Now, in John chapter 14, glory be to God, verse 12, through the 14th verse, listen, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Let's read that verse again. It's awesome. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my heavenly Father." Praise God. Well, he doesn't say heavenly, but he says, unto my Father. Isn't that awesome? That you can do the same works Jesus did. You can rebuke demons. You can cast demons out. Hallelujah. You can rebuke sicknesses. Praise God. You can pray for the sick and they shall recover. Jesus is giving you authority to use his name. He's giving you the privilege, hallelujah, to do it. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, brother, glory, hallelujah. And in that chapter, the same chapter, chapter 16, praise God. Turn. I'm trying to get all this, hallelujah. That's why you might catch me kind of praise God. Okay, here we go. John chapter 16, verse 23. You know, you're kind of stuttering, praise God. Let me finish it. "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Praise God. Jesus is telling you that you can use his name. He has given you permission to do it. He has given you the authority to do it. Hallelujah. So let's understand, brother, hallelujah, what we've been, all these things, so we can walk, hallelujah, in victory. So we can do the works of Jesus. So we can accomplish what Jesus told us to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. And let me tell you, let of understanding of our privilege and the right to use the name of Jesus will hinder your faith and mine. If we don't understand it, hallelujah, it's going to be kind of a up the hill battle, praise God. But you know what? The Word of God says, Jesus said His Word, study the Scriptures, for in them you shall find life. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. I hope I'll get all this in, praise God, before my time runs out, hallelujah. And praise God. Because next week I want to share, hallelujah, five important things to hold fast to, praise God. Because right now I'm showing you kind of the negative part of the message, praise God. Or let me put it this way, six things that hinder, praise God, our faith. And it's the lack of knowing these things, praise God, which the devil can find joy in, praise God. The devil knows that if you don't understand, the devil knows that if you don't understand, brother, he's got you under a barrel, hallelujah. But we are not going to allow the lying devil to do that, praise God, to us. And that's why I'm showing you the scriptures that tells us, hallelujah, what we are, who we are. Like we just said a while ago, 134 times, praise God, in Christ, in Him, and in whom occurs in the New Testament, praise God. So it's a lot of verses, brother, to show you, praise God, that you have to understand. You have to understand, praise God, who you are in Christ. Oh, glory be to God. You know what? That just makes me happy. It fills me with joy, hallelujah, that the more I study the Word of God, the more I start to know, the more I start, hallelujah, to know the Word of God and the knowledge, the wisdom of God, hallelujah, is just awesome, praise God. So lack of understanding of our privilege and right to use the name of Jesus is another thing that hinders our faith. Now, lack of understanding about acting on the Word, hallelujah, is another reason, hallelujah. A lot of us, hallelujah, don't know how to act on the Word of God, and praise God. Now, the scriptures for lack of understanding our privilege and right to use the name of Jesus, we read the chapters and verses. So I'm going to give them to you again so you can write them down, praise God. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. Read that, praise God. All this together will allow us to know who we are in Christ, hallelujah. Now John chapter 14, verse 12 to the 14th verse, hallelujah. John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. Praise God. You find out that we have a right to use the name of Jesus. It's a privilege to use the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And praise God. I just love the Word, hallelujah. Now, the next one is lack of understanding about acting on the Word of God. Praise God. All that is necessary to ask is, what has God said? Hallelujah. What has God said about the situation? What has God said about my sickness? What has God said about, you know, this and that, praise God? What did God say about me being more than a conqueror, me being walking in victory, praise God? Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, all that is necessary to ask is, what has God said? Praise God. And we learn how to act on the Word. Praise God. More people are defeated by counterattacks than anything else, brother. Yes. Let me say that again. More people are defeated by counterattacks than anything else, praise God. You know, the lying devil is going to come to you and tell you, you know, counterattack. You say, I am healed. That lying devil will say, no, you're not. You're going to say, I am more than a conqueror. The devil's going to say, no, you're not. You have to lean, praise God, on God's understanding. Now, there's the scripture I want you to read for that. Like I said, we got more, but we cannot, you know, just go into all of them. But Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, hallelujah. If you have your Bible, praise God, turn quickly to, praise God, Proverbs chapter 3, hallelujah. And we're going to read, hallelujah, praise God. The Word of the Lord says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, it says, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Believing demands action, brother. Remember, we have read that in James 1:22, John 3:21, Luke 8:21. Believing demands action, praise God. And in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, hallelujah, the Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. I mean, act on the Word of God. Act on the Word of God, because that is the only way you're going to be able to defeat the lying devil. If the Word of God says that you're more than a conqueror, praise God, you are more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. Are you listening? What if the Word of God says, hallelujah, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, you can be sure, you can take it to the bank, that you can do everything that the Word of God says you can do. Oh, you have to act on the Word. Praise God. James 1:22 says, be a doer of the Word. Hallelujah. Let's turn quickly there. Hallelujah. James 1:22. Praise God. I'm trying. Oh, praise God. Pray for me that I'll be able to show you, to give you all the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In James chapter 1, verse 22, it says, Be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Praise God. So, a lack of understanding about acting on the Word of God. Listen, lack of understanding about acting on the Word of God is another thing that hinders your faith and my faith. If I do not know how to act on the Word of God, boy, praise God, let me tell you, that lying devil's got me defeated. Oh, yes, he does. He's got me defeated, praise God. He's got me under a barrel. But you know what? For a long time, he did, but not anymore. No, sir. Why? Because I'm studying the Word of God. I'm starting to know who I am in Christ, what I can do in Christ. I've been teaching you and preaching to you about this for a few months now, hallelujah, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is awesome, brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, lack of understanding about acting on the Word of God is another hindrance, praise God. And as we just read in James 1, chapter 1, verse 22, now, praise God, write this scripture down, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, James chapter 1, verse 22, John chapter 3, verse 21, Luke chapter 8, verse 21, praise God. He tells you to act on the Word of God, hallelujah. Act on the Word of God, praise God, because God, hallelujah, has given you everything you need, everything that you desire, praise God. All you have to do is accept it, move, act on the Word of God, hallelujah. And let me tell you, it is awesome, praise God. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. And in a couple of minutes, we'll go into the other thing that hinders your faith. And before the program's over, I will go quickly over them again, hallelujah, so you can write them down if you didn't have time to write it down, hallelujah. And praise God for the honor and the glory of God. Next week, hallelujah, if the Lord permits, I'm going to bring teachings on five things to hold fast. And then we'll share some other scriptures, praise God, that you and I, hallelujah, need to know to have victory in our lives. Praise God. That's awesome, hallelujah, praise God. Because, you know, what I'm teaching you today, these things, hallelujah, do hinder your understanding. I mean, hinder your faith, because you don't understand. You know that in Hosea, the Word of God says that my people perish for a lack of understanding. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. Praise God. My people perish. That's what God says. My people perish because they don't understand my word. Hallelujah. That's what he's actually saying. Now, the fifth thing, hallelujah, that hinders our faith is not knowing how to act, understanding about acting on the Word of God. Now, the sixth thing, brother, is lack of understanding that we are to hold fast to our confession of faith. And that's kind of what we're going to go into next week also, brother, hallelujah. Well, remember, until next week, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delphine Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Attention homeowners, if you're about to be transferred, promoted, or have been recently laid off, if you've fallen behind on your house payments, even if you're in foreclosure, Start Fresh Home Buyers wants to buy your house today. They're not realtors or in any way associated with a real estate agency, and they buy houses, and they want to buy yours today. For details, information is available at startfreshflorida.com or by phone at 772-260-2035. You can find out how easily you can sell your house for a fair price in as little as 7 days, even if it's vacant or needs repairs. How your mortgage payments, even back payments, can be completely taken care of starting now. How to sell your house quickly, even if you have no equity or owe more than it's worth. The website at startfreshflorida.com has all the information, or they're available at 772-260-2035. They want to buy your house now. There's no obligation at all. Information will be kept confidential. You may contact them at startfreshflorida.com or at 772-260-2035 today.
Hi, this is Al.